CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Today's show, sponsored in part by MFJ Enterprises, EDCO Electronic Distributors, and Exotic Research Report. Speaking of Exotic Research Report, we're going to have Steve Ellswood, KB0RKV, on our show today, and we're going to talk about his new, this month's publication, the current one that talks about crop circles, the GEAT machine, implosion technology, even a different way to cope with stress. So we're going to talk a little bit different than amateur radio, but that's why we're called Ham Radio and More, and every so often we veer off topic a little bit. Want to remind people that next week we're going to go back to topic and we're going to talk about SPREE, which is a space-related packet system, which is going to be quite interesting. The following week we're going to talk, no special guests, but we're going to debate, and not debate so much, but have your ideas on the new influx of more and more equipment being sold through normal or uncharacteristic channels like normal electronic stores or truck stops, and get your opinion. So that's a couple of the things to look forward to. Next month, we're going to have MFJ online the second week in February, and they're going to be on the air here with a technician to talk about specifics of their MFJ products. And boy, do they have new products coming online. It's like every week they've got a new product. It's amazing. Anyway, you're listening to Ham Radio and More. Today we're going to talk to Steve Ellswick, and we're going to discuss, like I say, his new publication. And our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. You have questions for Steve, we'll certainly take those from you, so you can certainly get a line. Also, our fax machine is area code 602-241-1540 in Arizona, 230-2755. So we're going to be right back with Steve Ellswick after this. Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop circles, an ongoing enigma. The GEAT machine, plasma technology you can buy. Implosion technology that you can build, an alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from an Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things, but I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good. The new magazine this month's 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Will your children be off to college soon? In the face of skyrocketing tuition costs, where will you get the money? Unbelievably, there's over $15 billion in financial aid just waiting to be claimed. And you'll find it in Prentice Hall's The Scholarship Book. No matter what the grades, age, or family income, The Scholarship Book can help you get the money you need. It's the complete guide to private sector scholarships, grants, and loans. Over 400 pages of little-known facts on more than 100,000 scholarships, some worth over $20,000. The scholarship book is easy to use. You'll find money for students to study anything from accounting to zoology, for students of various races, ancestries, or religions. There's even money for left-handed students. Find out who has the scholarships, how much they're worth, and how to get them, even if you're already in college. Now you can get the inside track to billions in financial aid with the Scholarship Book. A special hardcover edition is just three easy payments of $8.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-543-5300 now. That's 800-543-5300.
MFJ has done it again. The MFJ 259 HF VHF SWR analyzer with RF resistance meter. Read your antenna SWR from 1.8 to 170 MHz. Every ham shack needs another SWR. This is the unit to buy. With a 10-digit LCD frequency counter, RF resistance meter, smooth reduction drive tuning, it's simple to use and it's fully portable. 8 AA batteries is all you need. It's fantastic. You can tune critical HF mobile antennas in seconds without subjecting your transceiver to high SWR. You can measure your antenna's 2 to 1 SWR bandwidth on a single band or analyze multi-band performance over the entire spectrum. You can measure inductance, capacitance, resonance frequency of tuned circuits, transmission line velocity factor impedance loss. You can test RF chokes, transformers, balance, and so much more. And many laboratories actually use this product. The MFJ 259 for $239.95 or less. Call 1-800-647-1800. 1-800-647-1800. MFJ. Mention Ham Radio and More when you call.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More, and we're doing the and more today. We're talking to Steve Ellswick, KB0RKV, of Exotic Research Report. In fact, he's the publisher. Our phone number, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Steve, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Well, it's good to be back, man.
Glad to have you back. For those who have not heard you before on this show, why don't you tell us a little about what Exotic Research Report is, a little about your company, and, you know, just what it's all about in general.
Well, Exotic Research is my company that publishes a magazine of alternative energy and alternative medicine. And we do have some conspiracy, but the conspiracy part, we have to have a lot of backup material before we go to press with it.
Okay.
But our primary focus is on the energy and the medicine part at this point.
Okay, and since, you know, we are basically a electronics show, Ham Radio and More, more than going to some of the obscure subjects, I'd like to stay with some of the electronics. And there's, like, in this particular subscription or particular publication that I have, there's, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, at least five good articles relating to what I would call a technology of some sort. So why don't you or go through what you would consider maybe some of the most interesting items in this magazine, and maybe we can get into some depth in a couple of these.
Well, the main object I'm interested in at this point in time is that new GEET device that Paul Pantone has been building. That device there is takes a regular gas engine and converts it into a multi-fuel engine. I've seen this thing run, and I've seen it run on Coca-Cola. Anyone who knows anything about mechanics will know that if you take and pour a can of Coke in a gas tank, you're going to freeze that engine up. In this instance here, we did that, and the engine just kept on trucking. For people, like when you're in ham radio, a lot of times you have these field days, and you need these portable generators and that.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ideal device to have because you're not tied down to any type of fuel.
Okay. A lot of people are going to say, you know, it's plasma technology. You know, it's hocus pocus. Explain in more depth a little bit. What does this machine look like? What exactly can it do more so than, okay, you put in the Coca-Cola, what's going to come out of it? A little bit of pricing. I mean, tell us a little more about this.
Well, he just got these now on the market. They're 8 and 10 horsepower motors. And they look like, you know, your standard Tecumseh engines, okay? That you normally have like a rotor tiller would be one use each form, I could think of. And the main difference is that there's a long tube, and it's the tube that has all the action going on. It pulls a vacuum down at the same time the fuel is being heated, and it goes into this chamber there, and it's converted to a plasma, a combustible plasma that the engine uses as fuel instead of a regular carburetor. So this would be a fuel processor. And it's a really unique device, and a lot of people were saying it was hocus pocus, but when you're sitting there looking at it running, you have to be convinced. You know, proof is in the pudding. On a regular engine, you put the coke in directly in the gas, and it goes through the carburetor, and the sugar gums up your engine. This case here is going through that tube, and it's being broken down into its most basic elements, and that's what's being burnt.
Hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask the obvious question, and I have a guesstimate of what your answer is going to be, but if this is so fantastic and it's just unbelievable, why hasn't like some large company taken it up?
The large companies are taking it up right now. They're negotiating with Paul for things like the mail fleets and stuff like that, you know, are being negotiated even as we talk. He's coming out with a new conversion kit. The big stumbling block all along has been capital to bring these things into production. With the new state laws in California coming along, and they're going to start banning small engines, this made an ideal opening for this device because there's no pollution coming out of it.
And it's completely clean?
Pardon?
It's completely clean burning?
Depends on what you burn. If you burn 20% crude, 80% water, there's zero pollutants as measured by California's pollution devices that they measure them on. If you run in gasoline, straight gasoline, you're going to get 10% of the pollution that you normally get. Now, they'll be refining the adjustments there and adjusting that chamber in the future. Because the length of that chamber is a major determinant on how the substance comes out in a plasma form. And once they get that figured out, then they'll probably be completely clean.
I see here where they are offered at $795.
Yeah, and you can get those right directly from Paul Pantone. I don't sell those devices. You know, I'm primarily dealing in information.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole lot of technology coming out, and in this issue, we covered a lot of the energy devices. Now, our next issue, we are going to be getting more in depth on this new gasoline that they're using out in California. They came out with about April of last year. They call it reformulated gasoline. And what reformulated is gasoline is doing is just oxygenated gasoline mixed in with more alcohol and everything. And it's a real hazard out there because they're having a rash of fuel leaks. The gas is eating away the plastic parts, you know, and carburetors and the fuel lines and that. And the unsuspecting motorist, you know, goes home, they park the car in the garage, you know, and you have that leak coming down and it forms a puddle. And if you have a hot water heater in your garage there, the minute that gasoline gets that water heater, you're going to have an explosion. If you're driving down the freeway and all of a sudden your car bursts into flame because, you know, those leaks are hitting a hot engine, they're just very dangerous. And we have the complete story on that and the interaction between Harry Pillow of HCP Research, and he's also discussed this with the California Pollution Board. And I'm sure you're going to start seeing more and more about that every day.
Hmm. So you're going to have some interesting stuff coming up. How often do you come out with this magazine? Every 2 months?
It's quarterly. Once a quarter. We were delayed this summer. We had some real problems, and we did get it out finally. And we're working on our October, November, December issue right now, and we should plan to have that to the printer by the end of January. And then we'll be back on track.
Interesting. Okay. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Boy, it would be interesting if somebody out there has actually used a Geet machine. or know something more about it and could give us more information on it, that would be kind of interesting. Also in this publication, this particular one, you've got Empowerment, the Life Force of the Energy Revolution. You've got E.V. Gray's Electromagnetic Motor. What's that?
Well, E.V. Gray was an inventor that lived...
Oh, okay. Hold your thought. I hear my music. So my break is coming up. When we come back, we'll talk more about E.V. Gray. And we can also take your calls. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. We'll be right back. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world? Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
Hi, Art.
Hi, Fran. Say, be a good neighbor and let me check your consumer reports. There's a sale on camcorders.
Oh, but you already borrowed that issue for the stuff on stereos.
Uh-oh, I gave it to Ralph for the report on computer games.
Oh, but I need it back. That's the issue on flight crew bags.
No problem. I'll just call Ralph.
No. I have a better idea. Call Consumer Reports. Order a year subscription. You'll get 12 issues of Consumer Reports magazine, plus 2 free books with your payment, a handy reference on how to clean practically anything, and the 1996 buying guide, and you'll get the 1997 buying guide when it's published.
How much is all that?
Only $24, a $66 value for just $24. That's a fraction of what I saved on my TV and VCR.
To order Consumer Reports, call 800-358-8888. That's 800-358-8888. Get a year's subscription plus 2 free books and the 1997 buying guide, a $66 value for just $24. Call 800-358-8888.
Here is a duck. Here is a dog. Here is a bunny.
In radio's 75-year history, there were many great radio acts. Ed Beeman's unmemorable Hand Shadows of the Airwaves was not one of them. Nor was Raymond P. Hamill, radio escape artist, one of radio's outstanding shows. That's why you won't find photos of any of these shows in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. Nor will you find Sidney Feldscher in his long-forgotten Radio Mime Hour. What you will find in radio's first 75 years is over 900 rare photos of radio greats, from Fanny Bryce to Jack Benny to Howard Stern. This beautiful coffee table book will bring back fond memories, but not of this man, radio's first and last magician, the amazing Morty.
And now I will saw my assistant, Francine, in half.
Ow!
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
CQCQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
And we're back. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366 is our phone number. Steve Ellswick, KB0RKV, is my guest, and he's the publisher of Exotic Research Report, which is what I would call a magazine, of course, he calls a magazine dedicated to the preservation of American independence. And it's like I would say on the technology edge there, Steve?
Well, we try to be there on the cutting edge, and we try to get stuff that very few people are aware of.
Are you going to have more stuff about HARP? I remember when your first magazine came out and we talked about HARP. My goodness, I had people 4 months later still talking about it.
Well, we were there. We were one of the first ones there. And once the story has broken and it gets into the mainstream, you know, our job is finished and we move on to another topic. Now, something interesting does happen with HARP and that. And there's a lot of people believing, like right now, this rash of cold air that we're having out of Canada is HARP generated, but that remains to be seen.
Oh, yeah, with all the snow, my goodness. Of course, you would think if they're heating up the atmosphere, maybe there would be some warm weather.
Well, you can both heat up and cool air with electricity. A lot of it depends on the polarity of the charges you're putting in an area, you know, and what the result is going to be, you know. It's just incredible, you know, on the weather control aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to E.V. Gray,
right?
E.V. Gray was an inventor. He had a magnetic motor that produced near over unity results, if not over unity results. And over unity means that puts out more than it's using. And he does this through the use of magnets, you know, and he considers the magnets as a source of power. And if you look at it from that viewpoint, then it's not over unity, but for all intents and purposes, it's free as what we normally consider free.
Hmm. Okay, so utilizing magnets. All right, that's kind of interesting.
One of the things he does is he takes and he directs the current using his electronic system there to shift the electricity from one electromagnetic into another electromagnetic, so it's constantly attracting and pushing away a magnet, repulsing a magnet at the same time. And because he's able to do this and uses the spikes and everything, he's able to capture a lot of the force that would normally be wasted.
Okay. And it's a course, according to your article here, the ever-popular phrase perpetual motion is mentioned.
Right. Well, some people consider magnets a perpetual motion. In fact, I have a copy of the first book on magnetism written by Petrus Pergenius back in 1269 A.D., and he proposed a magnet motor, which was a perpetual motion device. But then again, if you look at what Nikola Tesla did in the last century, he took a toy, what was considered a toy, that was alternating current, and made it a practical invention that we use even today.
Okay. Well, you were with Tesla for a while, weren't you? The Institute, or connected somehow with it, if I recall.
I was one of the founders, and I was the vice president up until January this year when I left to do exotic research.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see that E.V. Gray offshoots as it says, further research should make it possible to reduce the size and weight, and so they're still working on this and trying to make it even more efficient.
Well, E.V. Gray kind of like disappeared,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know the entire story about his disappearance, but I do know that there are people in Indiana who are following up a lot of his ideas and making their own motors. In fact, they even have plans on how to convert an internal combustion engine into one. And if you don't believe a magnet is powerful enough for a car engine, you try taking a small magnet and then put it on top of an electromagnet and turn on about 12 volts there and try to hold that other magnet down, and you'll probably break your arm. You know, this stuff gets dangerous, you know, when you start mixing with these electricity.
Hmm. Okay. Now I noticed something about the life force of the energy revolution that you've got here, Mike Fisher. What I found interesting is that he's in Chandler, Arizona, right around us. What is that all about?
Well, Mike's doing a series of articles for inventors, you know, and explains, like, why these inventions never get to market, you know, and there's a lot of beliefs and myths around that people operate, you know, believing, and it prevents them from being successful. And you have stuff like, you know, people believing that you have to...
Hold your thought for a second. We got to take station identification, and we'll be right back to Ham Radio and more right after this. And we're back to Ham Radio and more. We're talking to Steve Ellswick, KB0RKV. We invite your participation. I understand that it's not our normal weekly conversation, amateur radio, but it is technology related. It is kind of interesting what people are discussing, what people are thinking about, what they're building, new theories. That's what we hams are supposed to do. We're supposed to push the envelope and come up with new technologies, new ways of communication. This is in some ways related. And I know there's tons of shortwave listeners. In fact, the Internet Usenet group is abuzz with what we did, according to Bill Pasternak. I spoke to him this morning from Newsline, and he's kind of amazed at the amount of shortwave listeners who reacted to who reacted on this show a couple weeks back saying that they would become ham radio operators if the CW requirement, of course, was dropped. And, you know, of course, the CW requirement has been dropped for the entry level, but it's interesting. And Bill was very shocked by that and made a couple of writings that he did on the postings on the Usenet, and I guess he's getting a lot of feedback, and he was quite surprised to find the amount of shortwave listeners who said that they would like to transmit as well as receive. Anyway, technology is where it's at, and that's what we're talking about today with Steve Ellswick of Exotic Research. 1-800-293-5366 is our phone number, 1-800-293-5366. If you want to call and talk a little about these types of energy or find out a little more about exotic research or something else that that I found interesting. But we'll get to that in a minute. You were talking, Steve, about Mike Fisher and the things that he was talking about, he was writing about.
Right, there's a lot of beliefs, you know, like one is that the academic and professional establishments are against the inventor. And, you know, generalities are never really true. Sure, you do have a lot of academians there who have made these theories and everything, and that's what their life is based on, and it's hard to get them to change their theory because basically they have to say, I was wrong. And that is a tough cookie to crack there.
Yeah, no one wants to admit that.
I mean, I worked for receiving inspection for Unisys, and one of the problems I had was, like, when we get parts in, you know, and the parts don't work, you know, you go back to the vendor and you say, hey, these parts don't work. And their initial response is, you're full of it. They're perfectly okay. And then you have to teach them where they went wrong. And it's kind of unique. You think that they're making them, they know everything about it. But that does happen, you know, and that's what these guys are against. And Mike says that they're not, you know, so he's kind of like one of our opposing viewpoints here, which I think every magazine needs a little bit of.
Now, I understand we're going to take a real short pause in about a minute, but just to get people's appetite wet, you do talk about crop circles in this. Now, I know that crop circles have become all of a sudden a major topic on many talk shows throughout the country.
Well, they should. When I was in Ohio, there was one that was less than 100 miles from where I was at. These things, they may be electromagnetic in nature. That may be the way they're shaping. These patterns are so complex, there's no way that they could be physically doing them. I mean, if you look at the amount of work it takes to make a highway, some of these... are a lot more complex than the highway you ever thought about being.
Okay, I want to talk more about that. We got to take a real short pause, and we'll be right back to Ham Radio More. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and we've done this show since 1991, and each and every week on Sunday. We're live at 2300 UTC, so if you're listening to us at one of our tape-delayed broadcast times, please don't call, but we are on live every Sunday, 2300 UTC on stations throughout the United States, as well as on shortwave, WWCR, and as well as on Real Audio on the Internet, courtesy of KBNP's Real Audio site. Right now, we're talking to Steve Elswick, KB0RKV, the publisher of Exotic Research Report. Our phone number today is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We have one line available at this time. And Steve, before we forget, give us your phone number if people want to contact you or they want to order a subscription of your magazine.
Okay, that would be 800-446-3465.
Okay, 1-800-446-3465 if you want more information about Exotic Research Report or want to get a subscription. Okay, we were talking about crop circles. Can you briefly tell us, because, you know, a lot of people are hearing crop circles, they have no idea what it is. What exactly are crop circles?
Well, in the last 20 years, there have been about 10,000 of these events where in a field, all of a sudden, a shape will appear, and there's no physical explanation on why that is occurring. The first ones were very simple, circular ones, but now they got real complex geometric shapes. You know, for those who know a little bit about geometry, they have like Mendelbrot, and these are getting a fairly new phenomenon we're learning in the computer world, which is called fractals, which is why we make our graphics better. You know, you break these things down into little pieces and that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this crop circle stuff is all about. They're unexplainable. At first, you know, they try to say, like, two drunks in England, you know, going around, you know, taking a board and just flattening these fields out in the middle of the night, you know, but these things have appeared in the middle of the day. And I don't believe that there's any drunk out there who can go out there and push a field down like this, okay, down in a circle without breaking the wheat stems. These stems would be like folded over, not bent, but, you know, certainly bent, you know, they're not broken or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they stay pressed in that shape until the whole field gets mowed. And at first, you know, England was a hot spot, and now it's all over the world. Like the one that occurred near me, I was out in Ohio. So it's a worldwide phenomenon.
Strange. Okay, 1-800-293-5366. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll go to Don in Texas and then Wes in Portland, and you can be next at 1-800-293-5366. Again, I understand we're off the normal topic, but, you know, variety is the spice of life. Does EDCO have a deal for you? Electronic Distributors in Virginia sure does. Here it is. From AOR, it's the new AR2700. It's only $209.95. Now listen to what it does. This scanner will receive from 500 kilohertz all the way up to 1300 megahertz. It has tremendous features. AM, NFM, WFM. It has tremendous programmable step sizes. It has a wide variety of search and scan facilities, auto mode tuning, interval timers, pause timers, delay timers. It does so many things. And it's available for a mere $209.95 from participating dealers such as Ham Radio Outlet, or Universal Radio, or R&L Electronics, or Tucker Electronics, and there's others. Or you can give them a call if you'd like at their 800 number. That's EDCO, products from around the world. At 1-800-344-0397. That's 1-800-344-0397. Mention Ham Radio and More. They have tremendous products. The AR2700, get it now. MFJ has done it again. The MFJ 259 HF VHF SWR analyzer with RF resistance meter. Read your antenna SWR from 1.8 to 170 megahertz. Every ham shack needs another SWR. This is the unit to buy. With 10 digital counter,
drive resistant speeder, smooth reduction drive tuning. It's simple to use and it's fully portable. 8 AA batteries is all you need. It's fantastic. You can tune critical HF mobile antennas in seconds without subjecting your transceiver to high or analyze multi-band performance over the entire spectrum. You can measure inductance, capacitance, resonance frequency of tune circuits, transmission line velocity, active impedance log. You can test RF chokes, transformers, balance, and so much more. And many laboratories actually use this product. The MFJ-259 for $239.95 or less. Call 1-800-647-1800. 1-800-647-1800. MFJ. Mention Ham Radio and More when you call. Len Winkler here for Amateur Radio Trader Magazine, the Ham Radio Marketplace. 64 pages twice a month. With the greatest ads, the greatest information that you can possibly look for. It's amazing. You would think that this was just a magazine that had buy and sell equipment. But no, there are all kinds of informative articles, from Simpleton's Guide to Quickie Antennas or Emergency Antennas or Guide to Working All States. So many different things. And you can get a subscription by calling 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Or you can place an ad in their section of classifieds. The merchandise just sells rapidly. I'm telling you, you will be surprised at how fast it actually sells. Give them a call at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Mention that the Ham Radio and More show told you to call. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Amateur Radio Trader. Twice a month. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. Call now.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
And if you want to send me email, my email address on the internet is lenwink, L-E-N-W-I-N-K, at goodnet, goodnet.com. Again, that's lenwink at goodnet.com. And if you want to go to my homepage, rather than give you my URL, which is a mile long, if you send me email, I'll send back to you a response quickly, and that response will have the homepage address. Also, of course, I know that Steve Ellswick and Exotic Research is on the web. Do you have a email address you'd like to give out, Steve, or no?
Yes, our email address has been changed. We've been modifying the system here, and our new email would be exotic@rmi.net.
Well, that's easy. Okay, exotic@rmi.net.
And they can just send me anything there, and we'll be changing our homepage, so I'm not going to be giving that out right now.
Well, that's okay, because I'll tell you, giving out the URLs of homepages never works too good unless they're real, real short, like www.exotic.com or something.
Well, it's not that.
I know. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to AK5V, Don in White Oak, Texas.
Yeah,
you're online, Don.
Well, first of all, I want to ask a question. I mean, I'm getting really tired of every time we have a shift in weather, we blame the darn thing on HARP. So, sir, you have made that allegation. Now, I want to know on what specific dates you can document tests of this high-energy auroral research project.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Go ahead, Steve. Steve, where are you? Oh, that's interesting. I didn't touch anything. Okay, let's call him back quickly on line four here, Frank. I don't know what happened, but somehow I'm sure he didn't avoid your question.
I hope.
Somehow it went dead. The line went dead. Maybe that's another HARP spur. What do you think, Don?
I seriously doubt it, since I was looking at the environmental impact statement that they filed. And testing isn't supposed to start, I think, or serious testing, until, I think, either next month or March. So I doubt seriously that we can blame this one on it.
Okay, well, I was kind of pulling your leg here. Let's see, do we have him back, Frank?
Okay, put him on hold, please, so I can get him. Okay, we have you, Steve?
Yes, you do.
Okay, go ahead. Yes. Now, Don, ask your question
again. Yeah, let me ask the question again. You've stated that the particular weather patterns that we're observing here in the United States are a direct result of the HAARP tests. And my question, sir, is can you document on what specific dates HAARP has been testing?
There's a group up in Alaska that does that.
Well, I'm asking you, sir. I don't have contact with Alaska, I'm afraid.
Well, sure you do. All you got to do is pick up the phone.
Well, I mean, you're the one that's made this allegation, and I'm asking you if you can document it.
We have a book. It's called The HAARP Resource Guide.
That's,
okay.
And then not my question, sir. Excuse me. My question is that since you have correlated current weather conditions in the United States, and I'm supposing also Northern Europe, since they're rather freaky also, with tests of this high-energy auroral research project, I'm asking you, can you give me a correlation on the specific date or dates when HAARP tested? And the reason I'm asking that question, quite frankly, is I'm sitting here staring at an environmental impact statement filed by the United States government in connection with HAARP that shows that full testing is not supposed to begin until, I think, February or March of this year, as I recall.
The key was full testing.
Well, can you document a specific test, sir, low power or not, of the high-energy auroral research project that would in any way correlate with this weather?
My response.
Well, of course you can.
Okay. Now, what we do here is we collect data, okay? And we also collect a lot of researchers' opinions, and we put these things out in articles, and it's up to the person who writes that particular article to be able to back up his statement. Now, the statements I have made on my behalf is basically that HAARP could be used potentially for this. There are people who think that HAARP is being used right now. There's a group up in Alaska that do nothing but follow this up, and they're made up of a lot of ham amateur radios who are right there on the site.
Well, that may be true, but I'm trying to document an allegation which you made, sir, and I just discovered that
my allegation
is
that HAARP can be used.
Well, what is your technical background?
I'm an electrical engineer.
Where did you get your electrical engineering degree?
University of Colorado, Colorado Springs.
Okay, fine. Then, basically, my objection, quite frankly, is, Lynn, this has been a technical program. I have enjoyed it greatly. I've especially enjoyed some of the stuff that you've done on new technologies. Quite frankly, I find this kind of, and I can only characterize what this gentleman is putting out, is tabloid kookery. And I find it offensive, but primarily because, I mean, my God, we've got tabloids out here in this country. We've got, you can pick them up at any supermarket. And this very radio station devotes hundreds of hours a week to this kind of conspiracy theory. I would hope that Ham Radio and More could devote itself a little more to hard science and hard technology.
Don?
Rather than this sort of thing. And,
Don,
and that's all I really want to say.
Don, I want to thank you for your call, and your opinion is very valid, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The only thing that I would say, in addition to that, is it's technology. And agree or disagree, it's out there. And, you know, once in a while, we don't do this often. There's nothing wrong with having every once in a while something not exactly on our normal topic. Let's go now,
Lynn,
to...
Could I respond to
of
that?
Of course, sure.
Okay. I would like to respond that I do not put out a tabloid. The gentleman obviously is not a subscriber because he hasn't read the whole thing, and he hasn't looked at the data that back up the articles which are in the articles. And as an electrical engineer, I've been told, you know, like things like you can't go faster than the speed of light and ultimate limits and that. And yet, in 1988, we demonstrated in Colorado Springs that a magnetic force moves faster than the speed of light. Tesla stated it when he was alive, and we proved it, and they've changed the textbooks in Europe. Now, if this is tomfoolery and a bunch of, you know, then what can I say? We do science.
I understand. Okay, let's go to let's go to Wes in Portland, KBNP. Go ahead.
Yeah, I find this topic very intriguing.
Thank you.
I'd like to know if it's available in a format that could be used by a blind person.
Steve?
Okay, I could just barely hear him. I heard the last part about a blind person.
He wants to know if he finds this intriguing and interesting, and he'd like to know if it being he's a blind individual, and he's interested in knowing if it's available in any way other than via magazine, the information that, that he can get.
Unfortunately, it is not, but if people were to write to us and give us a place where we could send it and have it translated into Braille, at their own expense, or we would do that.
Okay. Yeah, because I think this stuff should be available to us. I know several of my friends would be fascinated with it, who are also blind.
I think, Wes, part of the problem, and I don't know, I probably maybe talking out of school, but, you know, we're talking about a small company here, and the expense of that is, you know, if there's a demand, I'm sure he would be very happy to do something like that.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
There are organizations out there that do this, so then they do take publications and they do convert it. And some of them are nonprofit. I just don't have any that come to mind right away because I've done that for people before.
Oh, okay.
All right, why don't you see if, you know, even give him a call over the, you know, on the 1-800 number possibly, and maybe you can come up with some idea, Wes.
Okay, thanks much.
Thanks for calling
Very
in.
Very neat show today. I agree with your side and Steve's side. I don't necessarily agree with Don's, but
that's what makes the world go round, Wes. Thanks a lot for your call.
Yeah, thank you much, you
okay,
guys.
Bye-bye. And that's what it's all about. Okay, let's go to Scott, south of Houston, Texas. You're online.
Yes, I was rather surprised by the veracity of Don's debunking there on this. It sounds like he has a particular way of looking at things, and he's not interested in any new ideas unless somebody can document it.
Okay, Scott,
all the way down the line.
Scott, hold on. We're not going to hang up, but we got a break. When we come back, you're online again, so don't hang up.
Thank you.
Listening to Ham Radio More. We'll be right back.
When is a good time to subscribe to the National Business Employment Weekly? When you remember happier days at work, when you're afraid that layoffs are coming, or when you'd like to try a whole new career. In fact, anytime you'd like to get ahead, earn more money, or start your own business, it's time to subscribe to the National Business Employment Weekly. Every issue is filled with hundreds of high-salary jobs and new career options, and timely advice that can make the difference between getting that new job or not. Do you know the top 10 peeves of interviewers, or what it takes to negotiate for a better salary, or how to write a resume that will grab an employer's attention? That's the kind of timely advice you'll find in every issue to help you get the jump on a better job, a new career, or a new business opportunity. The National Business Employment Weekly, published by the Wall Street Journal. Call now and get 12 weekly issues for only $52. You'll also receive free with your paid subscription the essential 270-page guide to creating winning resumes.
Call 800-223-1100. That's 800-223-1100.
During radio's 75-year history, there were several ill-conceived shows. One such show was Dr. Antoine Sorbet, Radio Contortionist.
I will now bend my head between my legs, pushing the nose on my face up to touch my shoulder blades. Now my left arm up between my chin and chest and grasp my right elbow. I will try that once more.
This show aside, you'll find virtually every other radio show and personality from radio's beginning to the present in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. 478 pages, over 900 rare photos make this book the nostalgia book of this year or any year.
I will now tuck the toe of my right foot under my left ear. I will try that once more.
The faces, the shows that make up radio's first 75 years, blast from the past.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Each year, it's estimated that over 1 million people have their taxes audited by the IRS. Will you be next? Do you know what triggers an audit? What occupations have a greater chance of being audited? Or the best way to avoid one? You'll know with the Wall Street Journal Guide to Understanding Your Taxes. 115 pages of valuable information to help keep your taxes in line and you out of trouble. Learn what kind of income is tax-free, how to avoid penalties, who pays estimated taxes, and tax planning for the future. The guide retails for $14.95, but it's free with your paid subscription to the Wall Street Journal. Every business day, you'll receive the news that could have an impact on your career and your life. Knowledge that can help you get ahead and stay ahead. Subscribe now and get 10 weeks of the journal for just $3.90 a week and the tax guide free. Tax time is just around the corner.
So call now, 800-228-4420. That's 800-228-4420 for the Wall Street Journal.
CQ, CQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back in our final segment. Time goes by quick. Scott from Houston, you're online with Steve Ellswick. Please continue.
Yes. I'd like to get to another area that's close to GEAT, although I don't know what GEAT means. Are you exploring any technologies whereby gas turbines are using super steam technology where they actually take the steam and break it apart into its oxygen and hydrogen components and then recombine it at a much higher efficiency than normal gas turbine technology?
Yes, I'm familiar with that technology too. That's by Leonard Dorsett down there in Dallas. And he's doing that, and I haven't talked to Leonard in about 6 months, and so I don't know where he's standing on his technology. I've seen his system work here in Colorado Springs, and he can produce pressures and temperatures basically independently of each other, and I think he's breaking down the water, and when the water is actually burned as a fuel, it's forcing the higher temperatures.
But you've not done any articles or explored that in
not
particular in your magazine yet?
Yet, but
okay.
I've only been around a year.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Okay, Rich in Tempe, you're online. Go ahead, Rich.
Howdy, I'll make this quick. I don't want to be between a previous caller and your guest speaker. However, what your guest speaker said earlier is true, that cars in Southern California are on fire and blown up because of reformulated gasoline. Because I'm a member of the Arizona Automobile Hobbyist Council, and they've been running AP articles from Southern California that describe that problem because of the reformulated gasoline. It is a major problem, and it's coming here to Arizona this summer. So that what he said is true.
Okay, Steve, you want to make a comment?
No comment. It will be nationwide soon.
Well, Rich, I thank you.
Okay.
All right. Adds a little more credibility, even so, to Steve. Well, Steve, I want to thank you again for being our guest today in Exotic Research Report. Give us your phone number again.
It is 800-446-3465.
So if people do want to contact you, if they want to get a subscription, if they want to find more information out, that's the number to call. And I have the magazine in front of me. It's well put together. Tabloidy, I don't know if that's what it is. I mean, there's some things on the fringe, but you know what? Wasn't Albert Einstein on the fringe when he first came out with stuff?
Every new invention is on the fringe. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an invention.
Okay, I got John here from New York.
I want to make a quick comment, and that was about this weather changes. Stuff. Is that because of the poles shifting in they say that the poles are shifting and we're going to even get it worse.
Okay, the pole shift isn't supposed to take place to, I believe it's May 5th of the year 2000, if I'm not mistaken.
But it's not going to do it all at once. It's going to do it slowly and gradually. And that's why we're seeing the slow, gradual change.
Well, we're seeing, well, there's a lot of theories, but the pole has always moved. The North Pole always has moved, you know, and they've tracked it for the last 40 years. You know, there's a portion of the Air Force dedicated to tracking that.
Okay, time is up. I'm sorry I can't spend any time. Thanks, John, from New York, for calling. Steve, thank you again. Exotic Research Report, 1-800-446-3465. We'll talk next week about SPREE. You'll be happy. It's Space and Packet all together. It's going to be real interesting. 73.
And 88s. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW. Listen again next week for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More.